Hey everybody, Roger here, and you're listening to a Kitchen Counter Podcast Quick Fix. You give me 5 minutes and I'll give you the tools that you can put to work right away in your home cooking toolkit. Hey everybody, thanks for listening to this Quick Fix. Today's episode is inspired by a listener question. Doug, a friend of the show and longtime listener, sent in an email to me asking about cheese sauces. Well, let me read his email. Roger, as always, I'm enjoying your podcast so much. Thanks for all your time and effort you put into each show. Thank you, Doug. Question, what's the right way to make a cheese sauce? I start with a white sauce and try to cheese it up, but it never turns out as a thick, cheesy sauce. I had a mac and cheese at a Disney restaurant in Frontierland, and it was creamy, thick, and cheesy. I've been trying to replicate that for 5 years. Well, Doug, I think I can help you out a little bit. Now, I don't know how you're making your particular cheese sauce, and I don't know if there's an exact quote unquote right way to make a cheese sauce, but I will give you a cheese sauce recipe and technique here that you can use to make a perfect, ridiculously creamy mac and cheese. You'll never need to make another cheese sauce again. So now in my mind, there are three things you have to do to make the perfect cheese sauce. And what this is going to start out with is a bechamel sauce or a white sauce, as you mentioned. So you need to make a roux, you need the milk or the cream component, and you're going to want the right cheese incorporated correctly. So the first step is you're going to want to make a roux, and that's simply equal parts butter and equal part fat. And in this case, we're going to do a half a stick of unsalted butter and a half a cup of all-purpose flour. Now, it's important you don't use whole wheat flour because your final product will turn out gritty and grainy. So you want to use white, whether it's bleached or unbleached is fine. Just make sure it's all-purpose flour. Most recipes that I've seen call for the liquid being added, which would be just milk, like whole milk or 2% milk. Now, it's very important to know also that the creamier you want your cheese sauce, the more fat content you want in your milk or your dairy component. Now, whole milk, at least in the United States, I think tops out at about 3.2% milk fat, and 2% or reduced fat milk is just what it says, about 2%. So what you want to do, in my opinion, is we're going to do 5 cups of dairy, and I want to split that up. So we're going to do 3 cups of whole milk, and then we're going to really take this to that super rich, gooey, creamy level, and the other 2 cups are going to be heavy cream. That's 36%. Butterfat content. So that's a lot higher, a lot more fat, a lot more creamy than just whole milk. So the combination of those two are really going to get you in the right place. And then as far as cheese, I think your best bet is to use cheddar cheese, and you want to be sure to grate it yourself. Don't buy the pre-grated stuff. And you want about 6 cups, which is about 1 pound. And if you want to switch it up just a little bit, maybe throw in about a half cup of grated Parmesan cheese as well. Now, to round that out, you want to get yourself about a tablespoon of dry mustard and, of course, salt and pepper to taste. And here's how you make it. You simply take a heavy-bottomed, thick saucepan over medium-low heat, and you throw that butter in and melt it. As soon as it's melted, you stir in your flour. Now you're making your roux. And you want to cook that, stirring constantly, for about 3 minutes. When you get to that point, you're going to start adding in your milk and your cream, about a half a cup at a time, whisking constantly. So when you've incorporated all of that, you want to bring the mixture not to a boil, but just under. You want it to start simmering. Cook that for about 3 more minutes. Once it's simmering, stirring it most of the time. Now, here's a trick that will also help your sauce be as creamy as it can be. Divide your cheese up into portions. So if you take about a pound or about 6 cups of cheddar cheese, you want to divide that into about 3 portions. And then I mentioned a half a cup of Parmesan cheese. So divide those so it's all up in about 3 portions. And you're going to add those 1 portion at a time into the sauce, stirring until it's all completely melted before you add the next portion. That will help the cheese melt smoothly. It won't allow the proteins to clump and bind up together as easily, and you're going to end up with a really smooth sauce. At the end of that, simply add your mustard and your salt and pepper to taste, and then bam, you're ready to use that on your macaroni or whatever cheese sauce application you have. So, Doug, I hope that answered your question, and I think you're going to have some good luck with this, and yeah, I don't think you'll ever need another cheese sauce again. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Quick Fix. If you'd like the recipe and the notes for this episode, you can find them at kitchencounterpodcast.com/32. Well, Doug, I hope that answered your question about the really ooey-gooey, creamy, decadent cheese sauce. And if anyone else would like to send me a question, you can do so at feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com, or you can find me on Twitter at TKCPodcast, Facebook at facebook.com/kitchencounterpodcast. I'd love to hear from you. All right. Until next time, I'm Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Happy cooking.